Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander with another 13 minutes of information, hopefully that helps you a little bit in your financial situations. This is the best time of the year. Everybody is all excited. It's tax time.
And we have been asked to go over some tax information for people. We've been getting calls at the office just with questions. They've got their stuff together, but they're not sure they need to take all of that to the CPA. And can I leave some of it home? Do I have to declare that? That kind of thing.
Or the question is, where's my stuff?
Yeah.
I don't have it all yet. Relax. It's early.
Now, that is one thing I did get a call about today. A gal who's from Texas called me, and she said, you know, I haven't gotten all my stuff. And I said, well, what are you looking for? Well, she said, I want my Schwab statement, and I think they're mailing that out. And I said, yes, but you have to wait a while because the brokerage firms don't get them out just right on time. So don't rush in to your CPA with half of your stuff. Wait till you get everything and then go ahead and go in, because if you go in too early, you'll have to go out later again.
And you may file and then have to file an amendment.
That's right. In her case, we knew it was coming this next week. The other thing she said, well, I have certain fees. Where do they come from? She had the stuff in front of her, so it was easy to walk her through it after she interrupted me several times.
Yeah,
and
but,
I finally
yeah,
said, wait a minute. You're asking questions that aren't even involved in this whole situation. So take your time, go through your stuff, and remember, it may take time to get it, especially with brokerage firms. They have all these 1099s that they have to send out, and sometimes they have to wait in case a fund or an ETF or something or a certain stock is from overseas. Then you won't get everything right away because it's overseas, and that's when people do get caught and end up having to file again.
And it is not unusual to get some of that stuff way out into March.
Right.
And it's so relax. Okay, what do we look for, Leanne, when we're going to take our information to our CPA or our accountant?
First of all, you may have 1099s coming, whether it's from brokerage firms, whether it's from people that you have worked with if you are a business. Like, you may have to have a 1099 for a rent, or you may have to have a 1099 for individuals that you've worked with, or you may have to have a 1099 regarding your CPA and the attorneys you've worked with, or there may be certain companies you've worked with. So there are differences between the individual and between companies.
Well, now you say the difference between the individual. What do you mean by the individual?
Well, as an individual, you may not have to say anything about an attorney you're working with. But if you are a company, you should report if there's a 1099 that you are getting, that you have to get or give, you know, from an attorney if you're a business. And then, of course, as a business, you have to declare your rent, and you have to put down your CPA costs. Now, if you go to a CPA, they'll put their own costs in there, and they'll make you aware of it. But these are some things. There are going to be some differences between individuals and companies. If you're an individual, you're going to be looking at your Social Security income. You're going to be looking at your income, like your required minimum distribution you took out, or any pension you got, or any, let's say, when I mentioned brokerage accounts, you may have dividends, or you may have some long-term gains, and that will come out to you, and you have to declare that. Now, if it's in an IRA, you don't. But if it's outside of an IRA, you do. So those are the things that you definitely have to look for.
Now, one of the things that you have to be very, very careful of is your Social Security income. Now, you have to declare that as income, but depending on your adjusted gross. Now, that's a calculation that your accountant or your CPA is going to do. Some of that may, or possibly the bulk of it, may be taxable to you. This is always a grinding thing for we older people who, when we started paying Social Security, it was, well, it'll never be taxable. Well, wrong. The greedy ones in Washington just couldn't keep their hands off of it, so they made, I think, at least two adjustments in there. So now there's two levels of taxable income on your Social Security depending on your adjusted gross income. So you've got to be aware of that, that you have other income plus your Social Security.
And when you talk about income, I mentioned dividends. Those are earnings that the companies will send out in the form of a dividend to you. You may have let that be reinvested, but it doesn't make any difference. If it's not in an IRA or in that kind of a retirement account, even if you and it's an individual account, you have to declare that. And that's where the 1099 or that information comes from the brokerage or from the mutual fund account. Also, if you have CDs at the bank, or you have bonds, that interest needs to be declared, and you should be getting information on that. Now, you have to take one thing into consideration. If you have, like, tax-exempt bonds here in the state of Minnesota, it's exempt from taxes in both the federal and the state side. However, if you have tax-exempt bonds from another state, they may be only as far as you're concerned, because it's another state, be taxable to you, not as far as the state is concerned, but if it's our state, it's not taxable, but if it's another state, you're going to have to declare it.
And so, of course, any, like you said, any monies you have earned from the banks, those are taxable, whether it's savings accounts or CDs, all those wonderful, wonderful returns you're getting in your CDs now at 0.85 to 1.25. And now I'm going to give another real quick shot. That's why annuities are so wonderful. Those taxes are all deferred. But that's not why we're here today.
But with the annuities, in some cases, you have to declare it if they pay some income to you.
Well, that's different. I didn't say that. I just said...
Oh, well, you better straighten that one out.
I was talking about earnings. So... What we need to do is have all of our ducks in a row when we sit down with our accountant, our CPA. Now, also, what have you paid? And you kind of mentioned that very briefly. If you've paid money to somebody else, you've got to have given them a 1099, such as a CPA or an accountant, or somebody else that worked for you. You've got
like
to,
with a business.
With a business, you've got to give them a paper so they can follow the trail of money. It makes the IRS happy. It makes them very unhappy if they find out you haven't been doing that.
One other thing, and this is something that we don't hear much about. If you gamble and you've made money, you have to declare the income that you got from it. So,
or if you lost money, you can write off part of your losses.
That's right.
So, you're supposed to keep very impeccable records of your winnings and losings and your expenses there, and if you made money or didn't make money. I'm sure most people don't keep that close of records, but you're supposed to. And, of course, if you have a big fell swoop on this last Powerball ticket, which we did not win.
So we'll be back again next week.
When it gets big again, we'll get back into it again. Of course, they take the money before they give you your winnings.
Actually, when you talk about something like the Powerball, there are people who have won cars and things like that, too, if they've been at a casino. That has to be declared.
That's right. That's all income.
And so when you're going to go and win a car and you're all excited about it or you win something big, you have to declare that. And there will be taxes due on it. You can't get away from it. And if there's gifting going on, you may have to declare that you've given a gift if you've gone over a certain amount, or you may have to declare some inheritance. Now, you generally don't declare an inheritance because you have the inheritance that's going to be given to you without a problem. It's the estate that may have taxes due if they are passing out an inheritance.
Let's go back to your gifting, Leanne. Technically, you do not have to declare if you give somebody $10,000.
Correct.
But accountants all say you should be doing it to keep records of your monies. What happened? What if the IRS comes in and says, what happened to that $100,000 you had? It's all gone. Well, I gave it away. Well, where did it go?
It depends upon how much you're gifting.
So you should be keeping track of that.
There are certain amounts that you don't have to worry about.
And, of course, charities, big in charities. Do you give to the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, whatever? All those gifts should be declared because those are deductible. And you need, if you give big items such as a car or whatever else, property, you should get that appraised. We gave years ago a garage in Montana.
Who was going to build on the property gave it away when we were out of the country.
Well, we had a nice $15,000 deduction.
We did, because he had it appraised before he gave it away, and he gave it to an Indian school.
So it worked out very well.
But it was like we came back, and it's like, oh, that garage disappeared.
The garage is gone. Oh, I forgot to tell you, we gave it to the Indian school. Anyway.
And if you give a car away, like you mentioned, to some school or something,
right,
that is, you have to have it praised, and you have to be sure you can prove it. That's important. You have to be sure you can prove it.
Let's quickly go to small businesses, there's a lot of them. There's a plethora of them out there. Again, what do you declare? You declare your expenses, your car expenses, your rent, any gifts that you give to clients, lunches. You can only deduct a portion of them, but you can still deduct some of it. Supplies.
Phones. Computers.
Postage. Any equipment that you purchase. All of those things are part of the expense to run a business. What's the place up here we always buy our stuff from?
Cub?
The business stuff.
Office Max.
Office Max. I never can think of that. Office Max. You have to have records. I bought paper. I bought whatever I bought from Office Max. All of those things are deductible as a business expense.
And your CPA, if you've got a business CPA, he or she is going to go over those things with you, and they'll be very, very strict as far as, do you have the records of these things? Do you pay with checks? How do you pay for it? If you have credit card that you put it on, they often want to see your credit card statement. And then with the lunches and that kind of a thing, that's the tricky one, because there are certain things that they will allow.
And you need to write them down. That is very important. Been there, done that with the IRS. Where's your records? Oh, I got it on a little book. Oh, that's fine. Now, one other quick one, Leanne, we're running out of time. What about transfers and rollovers?
If you are dealing with a transfer where you have been at one company, you moved to another company, and now you want to transfer the former 401k in either to the next 401k or to rolling it over to an IRA. In a case like that, if you're doing a transfer and it's from company to company, there is no problem at all. If they send you a check, the check should say to you the name of the company for the benefit of you. So it shouldn't even be made out to you.
So be careful. Keep your records. If you roll over or transfer, you have to have records. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Join us next week.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.